This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good days, American family farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, broadcaster and farmer. Pleased to be both. I find both of them to be so different, but yet they speak to me. And that's why this week and every week we spend an hour of your time, our time, collectively learning about what's going on the farm. This is a program that's meant for four or five basic constituencies of the farmer, family farmer, the people that work with the family farmers, people that have businesses, family run farm businesses, supportive businesses, the locavores, locavore movements. We're going to talk today with a couple of gentlemen who have done great things in the CSA movement, Community Supported Agriculture, and find out through them how they solved a problem. This program is all about advancing solutions to the problems that the American family farmer has, because there are a myriad of them. And having been around cows all my life and seeing how things on that landscape are changing, even in my world, I know that it's different for people who are trying to produce great quality food, and it's hard for the people who want to consume it to sometimes have access to both. So that's why we do this program, and I'll introduce you to John Crook and Stefan Streit in a few moments. But first, I want to sort of set the stage by talking about a report I saw this week on what Americans are eating. You may or may not know that the average American consumes 700 pounds of fruits and vegetables a year. I know I do much more than that. I probably do twice to three times that, because my bill of fare daily in the morning when I'm doing my radio program are all kinds of fruits. For example, this morning I'm having plums, raspberries, blueberries, blackberries. I have pineapple. I have grapes. I have cherries. I have oranges. I have kiwis. And all of those things are part of what I'm consuming. So if I multiply that out times 5 days a week times 52 weeks a year, it's a lot of a lot of fruits and vegetables too. Got carrots and spinach and cabbage all from my garden in my refrigerator now. Beets, that, all of that sort of thing. And so as I think about that, and I think about the information, the opportunity for growers to sell these fruits and vegetables and other things as well, make an appropriate introduction to our conversation about CSAs. Farmers markets too are a good way for people to get a hold of some of this stuff. The direct-to-consumer sales methods that provide growers top value. You see, I've been in the dairy business, and dairy farmers have been screwed pretty much through their entire existence, because most until recently, well, it's been cyclical. When I was a kid, there were four dairy farms and outlets in my town. That is four different Waveney Farm, Twin Maple Farm, the Brush Hill Farm. I'm just naming them. I could go through probably a half a dozen others where the cows on the farm produced the mainstay. These small farms, medium-sized farms, had their own bottling plant. Eastley Farm that I own now, in the farm building, there's the old bottling plant where the bottles were washed, sanitized. The milk was slow-cooked, so it was pasteurized. It was bottled and distributed on a truck. And that worked well in the 50s and 60s into the early 70s. And then the supermarket started selling milk. And that was the end of the direct consumer sales. So as farmers produce more, they went into the pool, the milk goes into the pool, and it gets pasteurized by these huge companies, and the milk's terrible. It's, you know the story. But now we're sort of going backwards. The same thing happened in the produce area, but it was more, I think, persistent in dairy. I know my friend who's the produce guy in town who grows and sells retail only grew up on the same farm, and his father and his grandfather sold wholesale. They sold the grocery stores. They went into the market and sold in there, and they didn't do as well, but they grew more, so it kind of worked. Some of the smaller farms today have success stories using grocery stores to produce, to purchase excess products. They sell them on their farm, but they also sell them to Whole Foods. You can see that. And some of the other smart local grocers do the same thing. It's all about relationships, in my mind. It's all about relationships. And the most important relationship, in my mind, that you have is with your consumer. So if your consumer is a company, a grocery store chain, then you got to have a relationship with them. If you're selling to the individual person, then you got to have a relationship with them. I think that there's a balance here, and I want to talk to these two gentlemen about that in a moment. What's the balance, the opportunity for farmers using the CSA and maybe some other stripes that have to be considered? So we'll meet John Crook and Stefan Streit in just a moment. They have successfully operated a nice CSA in Pennsylvania, so we'll hear their story and what they're going through. Right now, though, a focus on hiring. If you're a farmer, if you're an ag company that's looking for new employees, better employees, the best candidates, then do what a lot of other people. I saw Cost Plus World Market is using ZipRecruiter.com/DJV to hire. Wegmans, the supermarket chain, is using the facilities at ZipRecruiter to hire. There are events that are happening all over your town, your community. You can post your jobs free the first time around at ZipRecruiter. That's the fastest way to hire great people. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. And you heard me right. The first usage of the ZipRecruiter facilities is free if you do it through ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Join lots of people who are a part of this movement, this feature. It's kind of cool. All the candidates are in one place when you look them up at ZipRecruiter. It's the best way to post jobs and hire fast. That's the bottom line. Fast, accurate, good. They're there to help. So if you have questions, go online to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. See how you can post your job to all these sites with just one click using the software formatted by ZipRecruiter. Then you'll have, in their easy-to-use dashboard, lots of returns. Manage the candidates. Hire the right one. Use ZipRecruiter.com/DJV without charge the first time. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
The Ford summer sales event is in full swing.
The kids are not listening to me.
I got this. Who wants ice cream?
Oh, so that's how you get them to listen.
With available powerful third row seats in the Ford Explorer, there's always more room for the whole family. And then some.
Impressive, huh?
No, not really.
Wait, who are the two in the third row?
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford summer sales event. It's always a good time. Now with summer's hottest offer. Get 0% financing for 72 months on select Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer models. Plus get $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends July 31st. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. Not available on Mustang Shelby GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer song by July 31st, 2017.
Guess what, Friday? Thursday is coming for you. You've been the best day of the week for far too long. But now every Thursday, Buffalo Wild Wings sells boneless wings at a discounted price. That's right, Friday. Thursday's looking real confident. And it's not afraid to use partial-priced wings to be the big man on the calendar. Boneless Thursdays. We do it for you. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Prices and participation vary. See participating locations for details. Void where prohibited.
at 16 past the hour. You're listening to the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Happy to introduce you to John Crook and Stefan Streit, who are the operators of a CSA, a partnership. It's if you want to check out their website so you can review or follow as you're listening to us, it's tinicumcsa.com, T-I-N-I-C-U-M-C-S-A.com. All right, let's start with John and Stefan telling us a little about themselves. John, you can take the mantle first. You came from Bucks County, which is an area that's pretty close to Philadelphia. Did you come up from a farming route, or have you had other experiences growing up?
Yes, actually, I grew up on a dairy farm in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. It's historically been a farming area, and has turned more suburban lately, but there's still some really wonderful pockets of agricultural land in the area. So I grew up on this small dairy farm that my parents still operate today, milking somewhere between 65 and 75 cows, and marketing it through Land O'Lakes. And then since then I was in the Peace Corps in Paraguay and got involved in agriculture extension work there, and then did an apprenticeship on a vegetable farm, CSA farm in New York State. And that's where I met Stefan, and we found out about the land opportunity to lease ground in Bucks County where I grew up. And it seemed like a good opportunity to go into business and start a CSA.
All right, so that's John's story. Stefan, let's talk about you. Before you met John, what was your experience?
Well, I was actually living at a Buddhist monastery in upstate New York and ended up spending about 3 years there and somewhat unexpectedly decided that I had to leave and was looking for something new to do with myself. Had always been interested in growing my own food and knowing how that worked, and I discovered that one could do small farm apprenticeships. So I applied for several of those and ended up doing an apprenticeship in Dutchess County in New York for 2 years. And the second year I was there at a farm called Sisters Hill Farm, John and I met. And like he said, toward the end of that year, we found out about this opportunity to step into a lease arrangement in Bucks County. And we came down and visited the farm where we are now and looked around and met the property owner. And we decided we would go for it. Mm-hmm. And so our first season at Tinicum CSA was 2013. And this is our fifth year.
So what did you learn at the farm where you both met? What was the most important thing that you learned, either together or individually? I'd go back to John for this.
Sure. I think what we learned most importantly from our boss at the time, our mentor, was that successful farms think about systems on their farm and how to make each process into an efficient system. And if you can do that with as many aspects of your production and planning and daily tasks, then you can be successful. Then you can be both successful in recruiting customers and also in preserving your body over the long term so that you're not overtaxing yourself. And you can be successful in having relatively reliable results in your production. And then that translates into higher quality standards of your produce in the case of vegetables.
Yeah.
So I think systems, an example for a system would be we use the same exact row marker on our beds for how we go in, and then we can, from that system, transplant or direct seed things. And so there's a standard operating procedure for how we prepare our beds.
All right, good. That's good to know. We'll talk more with Stefan about his experiences and what he's learned so far in his experiment on life with the farms at 21 after the hour.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring. It's 3 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer, an overview of problems and solutions from people who have had real-life experiences, as is the case with John Crook and Stefan Streit. So, Stefan, we asked John to give us his opinion about what the best thing he's learned putting systems together sounds like, what his focus has been. What about yours?
I would say we were both very fortunate at the farm we apprenticed to be able to see some of the administrative side of the business, to be able to see the crop plan getting made and, if not actually to sit in on making a budget, then at least to see what the budgets looked like. Mm-hmm. But as a trainee, you know, having never owned my own business, it was really valuable to see some of that behind the scenes stuff during the apprentice years so that when John and I started managing together, you know, we already had a sense of how to do some of that planning work for ourselves.
What happens when the two of you don't agree on how to pursue a particular problem or opportunity?
That's a good question. Since there are just the two of us managing, almost all of our decisions have to be a consensus of two. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when we don't agree right away, we end up talking things out for a while. Maybe we'll postpone a decision for a little bit until, you know, there's some kind of an agreement, even if it's not, you know, a complete agreement between the two of us.
Mm-hmm. Do you have help, or do the two of you do everything from the top to the bottom?
We do have some part-time employees. That actually started last year with a one-day-a-week person and then someone who helped us on for our Saturday distribution. This year, we've upped it to a Monday-Friday person who works all day with us, and then we still continue with the Saturday help for our distribution, which affords us as the co-farmers to take every other weekend off, more or less, and that, you know, gives some flexibility in the schedules. And but yeah, we run a pretty tight ship in terms of the farm, like, and I think part of the reason we can do that is that we were both trained at the same place and have a mutual expectation of each other's abilities and fairly high standards in terms of keeping the pace going.
Mm-hmm.
And that, of course, came from out of the training at this farm in New York State. And so we try to keep everything moving smoothly and quickly through the workday.
I'm not, this is not meant to be a pun, but the two of you sound very grounded, and I want to have people understand that there are things that will go on here that have to be, you're worried about the weather all the time. You can make all the plans in the world. You can do all the budgets in the world. You can do all that stuff on paper. And then, hello, there's reality. I've, as a lifelong manager of animals, I've been around cows. I've probably raised 4,000 or 5,000 Jersey heifers and cattle in my life. And they all have come out because I treated them with respect. I love them. They are my friends. They live a good life, and I pay attention to them. But that's me and my style. Everybody's style is different. So the two of you have a style there, but the style has to involve putting up with the elements, doesn't it?
Yeah, it definitely does. Since we have two distributions to our membership each week, we've got to do two harvest cycles every week, and that kind of has to happen no matter what the weather is.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're
but what you grow and what you grow and how you grow it and what you have available for the members of your CSA, it seems to me is a matter that has to be dealt with. You got too much rain, not enough rain. That's something certainly we in the Northeast have dealt with. I'm going to ask you more about that. I want to get into the nitty-gritty of how the CSAs actually work as we continue here on this week.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi, everyone. This is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised, and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer, aimed at helping farmers and the people that use their products, the people who support the local businesses, the community, neighbors, friends, all the folks who are part of this thing we call our food supply. The idea of having a CSA, which is community-supported agriculture, and the availability of really good food for a full season of produce, I think that's something that is, there's a skill involved in putting this all together. And that's why we're having John Crook and Stefan Streit explain what they do and what they've learned and how they're pursuing their dream. I'm going to guess whether I can romanticize this, John and Stefan, or not. And by the way, interestingly, Stefan, you don't spell your name the same as I do. I'm pronouncing it a little differently. I don't know whether you pronounce it Stefan or Stefan. I spell my last name S-T-E-P-H-A-N. My father's name was John. So there you go. John Stefan. But do you prefer Stefan or Stefan? How do you do your pronunciation?
I don't mind either one. I usually say Stefan.
Stefan. All right, there you go. People call you Steph. When I was a kid, one of my nicknames was Steph.
That happens every once in a while. Right, though,
yeah.
Somehow right. I've always resisted the nickname thing.
I think I asked you about dreams, and I wondered if you felt like you had had an opportunity to give me as much as you wanted to. You're both younger guys, and oftentimes when you're younger, we have dreams, and then when we roll through our life, the dreams and the reality don't always match. How do you think it's going so far?
I think it's I kind of describe the RCSA as slowly climbing the small business ladder. I mean, we look around at the town nearby, and we can count on more than one hand the number of businesses that have actually come and gone since we started. And that's
farm businesses or just businesses in general?
Some farm, some just businesses in general. And that's not to criticize them. It's more just to talk about, think about them and as, you know, the realities of the challenges of a small business. And so while we're not making what someone on Wall Street makes or something, we've been able to incrementally grow a little bit each season. And it's hard to say where the brand awareness is now for our local farm. And it's hard to say how much it can grow in the each season comes.
Sure.
But
that's
our
promotion is people to so people knowing that you're there.
Right.
Social media. How are you doing in the social media department to get to the real nitty gritty? How do you, are you both good at social media?
We both have Instagram and Facebook accounts, and that's pretty much what we keep it to, those two. And fortunately for us, vegetables are very photogenic.
Look at that beautiful cabbage. Yes.
Exactly, yeah. And things on the farm are often just very picturesque in general. So people really enjoy seeing that. It's also a good way to get the word out about things and to develop a relationship with customers where you actually develop a little bit of empathy. You know, for example, we had a challenge this week where we had a really strong windstorm that knocked down our entire cherry tomato row.
Ooh.
It's 200 feet long. It was trellised up, looked beautiful. And we took a picture of me looking kind of sad with a thumbs down. But we were able to resurrect the trellis using stronger steel T posts. And then at our most recent pickup, people were asking about cherry tomatoes. They were concerned, and we were able to tell people it's all up, you know, it's back up, and we were sending people out to pick them. So I think there's a lot of things that are hard to measure with social media. What does an impression actually mean on Facebook when it says that there's been 50 impressions? But we know that it's important to keep the enthusiasm going and engagement with people, and given the ways that we...
Well, I'll send people again to your website, which is tinicumcsa.com, TINICUMCSA.com. And just for the heck of it, if you want to, and I say this most every week to the people who are listening to the program, if you go to my farm, Eastley, EASTLEIGH, EastleyFarm.com, you can see how, for this example, this past weekend, we had 1,400 people visit the farm to do things that weren't necessarily just about the farm. They were there. We had a lot of events, and this is the kind of stuff. I didn't grow up doing farming this way, I'll tell you that, but it brings people in. They see, they all want to see the cows. Like when they come to your place, they must want to go out and see. They go to the fields. Do you allow them to pick? The CSA is one thing. You said your pickup is now twice a week, I think. But do they have an opportunity to go out into the field and they pick raspberries and they can pick tomatoes? Or do you do it all yourself and just provide? Do you only have CSAs, or do you have retail people come in through the course of every day to buy what they want? A lot of questions there. I appreciate your paying attention to all of them.
There are a couple different answers to those questions. We do have some U-Pick items for the CSA members, and so people can go out to pick cherry tomatoes and okra and tomatillos and hot peppers and flowers. And over the last 5 years, we've worked a lot on making that experience very pleasant for our members.
Yeah.
So we've really cleaned up the entrance to the fields and tried to get all the U-Pick stuff collected near the entrance, so it's a short walk and it's easy to do. And I feel really good about that. Like, when I walk out into the fields now, I think, wow, this is really pretty. This is a really nice place to be.
Mm-hmm.
Members feel that way, too.
Do you live on the farm?
I don't. I actually live within walking distance of the farm, so I have a walking commute. And John's very close to the farm also.
Well, that's one of the things, to feel like it's yours. I know you said you're renting the land. Hopefully you'll be able to buy it. or buy something that you can call your own, because I think it's easier if you feel that it's yours all the way, all across the board. So the picture I'm looking at must be the two of you in that John Deere loader tractor. Is that, shall I assume that?
Yeah. If you're seeing a picture on our website, it's probably the two of us. And yeah, we do have a John Deere floating around.
Yeah. I'm sorry for that. I've never liked green tractors. I like.
Yeah, we actually prefer the internationals too.
Did you go to my website and see the internationals? Is that why you said that?
No. We actually our landlord has kept running some really pretty reliable 1970s era internationals,
yep.
And then there's even one high clearance Cub from the 50s that's good.
I got them all. They're great.
So they're just a little more user friendly, and if they have an issue, it feels like you can actually get somewhere with it and fix it.
Then the new stuff, you have to, I don't want to get off on a toot here, but you need to have a degree in computerism to run the new tractors. And I'm not sounding like an old timer. I just find that I can buy the 6 Series Internationals and the Massey Fergusons that you can see on my website a lot less expensively, and we can do anything. We do all the work ourselves. Everything that needs to be done, we split a couple of tractors this past winter and put them back together again. And it's one of the, I tell the story because people who are on the farm know these stories, but also for people who are listening that don't sort of get what it takes to be able to do all of this, it requires that you have skill in all areas, because you can't possibly afford to send things out. You just can't, no matter how good your operation is. You got to fix stuff on your own. You got to learn and have not only a green thumb, but sort of a mechanical feel to you. And I wonder what the two of you do when it comes to understanding your own skills or developing skills that you don't have.
Yeah, I would second what you say. Like, one of the interesting things about our business is that we have to be at least a little bit good at all kinds of different things.
Right. And give yourself credit, by the way, for that. I'm not sure that a lot of farmers do give themselves credit for learning and on-the-job training, whatever it is. But give yourself credit for that, because that's very important. A lot of people either don't have the ability or they don't have the desire. You both seem to have both of those things, and congratulations for that.
Well, and I would add, it's also really important to have a realistic and a keen sense of what your skills are. And, like, if you aren't good at accounting, or if you aren't good at marketing, or if you aren't good at fixing tractors, it's better to know that than to just, plow ahead, I'm a small farmer, I have to be good at these things.
Yeah, right. That's very sage advice for a kid. Good going. All right, hold on a minute. We'll have a few more minutes with John and Stefan from Tinicum CSA, at tinicumcsa.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology, ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, over 80% of jobs on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just one day. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Used by businesses of all sizes, ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing.
The kids are not listening to me.
I got this. Who wants ice cream?
Oh, so that's how you get them to listen.
With available powerful third-row seats in the Ford Explorer, there's always more room for the whole family. And then some.
Impressive, huh?
No, not really.
Wait, who are the two in the third row?
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. It's always a good time. Now with summer's hottest offer. Get 0% financing for 72 months on select Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer models. Plus, get $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends July 31st. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade Assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. Not available on Mustang Shelby GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
Doug Steffen here on the American Family Farmer. A lot of talk about GMO and non-GMO. Some of it's just that, just talk. Some of it, however, means a lot to people who think about what they're eating. And if they think about the eating, they're certainly going to think about what you're growing and what you're selling or how you're making milk. The focus on soy and soybeans, it's really very interesting to see how good things like edamame, which is basically soy, is for you. But yet, soy, when it is extracted from things like edamame, the soy beans are not that, they're not really that good for you. Soy is not a great product to consume a lot of. It's very interesting to see how all of this works. And the reason I'm telling you this is because I think what we feed our cows, what we feed people who are fish farming, for example, it's a big business now. And a lot of the agricultural banks are loaning a lot of money to people who are starting fish farms. And now the banks are loaning money to fishermen, but a lot of these fishermen are changing their focus. And this is pretty interesting how this is developing in our country as well. They can't find what they want in the short term going out and fishing, so they're finding areas where they can grow. Either they create them on some sort of a farm, or if it's in the case of saltwater, they net off areas in places that are not heavily traveled or trafficked, so they can grow different types of fish. And what they feed them, I'm guessing that you're getting the drift here. If you're doing that sort of thing or thinking about doing that sort of thing, don't feed them soy. It's easy because it's cheap, but not good. And it's the same with human beings. Soy on its own, stay away from. A word to the wise sufficient, I hope. Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer. 46 and change past the hour. A couple of more minutes with John Crook and Stefan Streit from Tidicum CSA in Pennsylvania. What they're doing to survive and actually do well. CSAs. Am I overstating this, guys? Most people know what a CSA is these days, don't they? Or am I too inside?
I think it's funny. It depends. I think there's a lot of awareness of what a CSA is, and then there are you know still plenty of folks out there who haven't heard of it. And then when they do hear about it, they're intrigued or they're very interested or it gets through pretty quickly once you explain it.
Let me say this without sounding like a pejorative jerk. If you're smart and you like good, fresh food, you need to find a CSA because they're so popular now. There are waiting lines. I have two farms around me, and they both have waiting lines to get the CSA, to get on. They have, I think it's $600-$700 a year, and one farm has about 600 people that have signed up for it. I think the other one has 400 or 500, it's a bit smaller. Is that your, what's your story when it comes to that? What do you charge and how many people do you have coming into the farm every week to participate?
We have about 130 full share equivalency, which it means that there's a lot of half shares or what we have called half shares. This year we added a little share, which is price wise the same thing as what we had formerly called a half share. And, so the big share is, it's a sliding scale price between $700 and $900. So that we do that in an effort to make the shares affordable to a broader community. So people choose what to pay within that scale, and then they'll still get the big share. And then that's between $700 and $900. And then the little share is a sliding scale between $375 and $475. And then that goes for the biweekly share also, which is the, what we had called the half share before.
So, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So people come from May till November to pick up their share, whether they're coming on a weekly basis getting a big share or a weekly basis getting a little share, or they're coming on a biweekly basis and picking up the big amount. And it's 24-week-long season. Works out to be, if you were to work it out somewhere in the middle of our sliding scale, you're paying approximately $30 a week. So it's a really good value for the quality and amounts that you're getting.
You're too cheap. Charge more. People will pay it. I'm serious. I think that that's a, from what I know. You may know the market, but I think that if you're doing something, I look at your website. You help people cook the stuff you sell. I mean, it's just a fabulous opportunity. So congratulations to both of you. Keep working hard and doing well. John Crook and Stefan Streit from Tinicum Farm, TinicumCSA.com. 10 before the hour.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
To bring you the picture of what farm life is like in America in 2017, a lot different than it was as a kid when I grew up around it, but that's not bad. It just is different. And change doesn't, you know, I get kind of a kick out of people who are always resisting change because that's the way life is. Life is about change and how things grow and develop and how we rethink things is part of the rebuilding of our own agricultural structure. And with that in mind, I'm going back a little bit here in my commentary. Maybe this is more, it'll feel more like a directive. It's not meant to be that, but I am, because of my own experience, I had a CSA. People would pay X number of dollars a month for so much milk, and it worked fine as long as I had enough milk. What it did was give the people, if there were shortages, like in the wintertime, I was selling 100 gallons plus of raw milk a day on my farm and did for 3, 4, 5 years until it just proved not to be an intelligent way for me to throw my money away, because even $11 a gallon, it didn't even come close to paring down what it cost to run the farm. But I chose to run the farm in a different way than most, so I made my own decisions. Anyway, the point here is that you, with a CSA, you protect what you need and want, because of the vagaries of the weather and other things that may happen. If you just go in and helter-skelter buy, you take your chance. If you have a CSA, you're going to get what's available, all that you want, every week, smart plan. And then there's the grocery stores that come into the equation. The thing that bothers me is having fellas, men and women who are doing this, understand how to price things, how to understand what the grocery stores, the high-end grocery stores, will pay. They have to make a profit. They want to have locally grown produce, but you don't want to undersell yourself. So if you are selling things wholesale to a local retailer and you're selling things at your farm, are they the same price as they can buy them for? Let's say Whole Foods buys all your corn and they're getting $3.99 a dozen or whatever it is. Are you getting $3.99 a dozen? I would think that you ought not to do that. You ought to be getting a buck more than they would, because people are coming to your farm and there's a value to that experience. That's what a lot of farmers don't get. But you have to teach people, and that's where the younger guys who are using social media are coming in strong. Men and women who are using the social media to sort of keep people going, and every day there's something different. Okay, look at our cabbage. Look at our radishes. Today's special is asparagus, whatever it is. And that helps, I think, to really stretch your own bottom line. But don't be selling, you know, you one price to the local guys if you got excess. But make sure you're selling your stuff for more money because it's worth it. You got to feel like what you're growing, what you're producing is worth it. If you don't feel that way, then the people who are coming to you sure as heck are not going to feel that way. Right? You know, the weather, again, the vagaries of the weather. But if you get started early in the year, it's kind of neat to see what's going on now around where I am, where everything is coming in and will be in for the next couple of months. It's really cool to see all of the choices and people coming in. And then there's an aggregation, if you will, of various sort of my friend buys some stuff that he can't grow from other growers who specialize in certain things, and then he can give his customers everything they want. I think that's what you have to do when it comes to vegetables anyway. I learned that. You got to provide everything. When it comes to dairy, I sold raw milk, pasteurized milk. I sold chocolate milk, flavored milk. I sold ice cream, cheeses, raw and conventional. Anything we could find that I, even if I didn't produce it, that I could find that had to do with dairy, I brought it to the farm. So if you're selling retail, make sure everything is there that you can find, either make it, grow it, cook it, whatever it is, or find it and bring it in. And people will be, they are thrilled with that. They will come in throngs. It just is very rewarding. But you got to work. You got to know what the customer wants. My father used to call it customer preference. And that's an important thing. It's not what you want to grow and what you like. It's what people are telling you they want, what they like, and what they need. And by the way, you can still be planning. I'm sure a lot of you still are planning second season crops, more lettuce, more cabbage, more of the things that grow in 60 to 70 days. Good luck on that score. I just think it's a good season, and we're feeling good about being farmers. That's why I like doing this program. It is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.